May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. May we shine as lights in the world. If you type the phrase All Saints into Google, the first three links that appear are for the British fashion retailer All Saints, based in Spitalfields. At this time of year, they're presenting Below the Knee, a new women's footwear collection. Scroll down a little further and you come across Wikipedia pages about the 1990s girl band All Saints. I can't recall any of their singles or their names, only that they split up twice. Only then would your Google search lead you to information about the feast we celebrate today and to churches bearing the dedication, All Saints. Yet, in a sense, the saints we give thanks for and the saints we are called to be have echoes with clothing and song. We are called to be distinctive not in our fashion, but in the pattern of our lives, presenting the values of the kingdom. We are to be a people with a song on our hearts and lips, praising and glorifying God. On a feast day such as this, our thanksgiving is tinged with prophetic challenge. We face the complexity and delight of being united with the whole company of heaven, and we look squarely at our world and attend to its cries. Today we give thanks for those who have shaped us in our own journey of faith, for all those men and women in every generation who have sought to reflect the love of God and to proclaim his kingdom. They aren't known to us by name, but they kindled a flame of faith that dwells within us. They are our family in faith. Cherished, anonymous, encouraging, provocative. For as much as we see family resemblances, our heritage has been forged by disagreements, as well as being fostered by a divine vision. What is true of the past is true of our present. We are called to live out God's reality in a world longing for light. We won't always agree or meet the expectations of our distinctiveness. Nevertheless, in praise of God, we are rooted and reshaped. By his Spirit, we are inspired and equipped to be a blessing in this world. We walk in the footsteps of Christ, inspired and with all the saints. Shine as lights in the world, a people of praise and prophetic engagement, with all the saints in light, a distinctive and diverse people. Jesus' teaching leaves us in no doubt about the challenge of living in such a community. The words of blessing and woes are so memorable that perhaps they lose their prophetic edge. As he addresses a large group of followers, Jesus lays the foundations of a renewed community. And it is a community that exists among and for the most disadvantaged. It is a community called to challenge, to transform, and to reconcile. Jesus is addressing words of blessing who find themselves in desperate circumstances. This does not lessen the call to us as saints to hunger and thirst for righteousness, but it does draw our attention to the poor, the hungry, the grief-stricken. This isn't a glorification of poverty or a complacent acceptance of the status quo. Rather, it is a declaration of the radical reversal that takes place in God's kingdom. When we pray for peace, compassion, and justice, do we wait for God to act? Or do we expect ourselves to be changed as we become agents of peace and justice and compassion? When we give thanks for our food, our warmth, our fellowship, can we also act in such a way as to be a blessing to those who are vulnerable? Shine as lights in the world. Do people spend time with us and go away feeling more encouraged and motivated in their calling? Do our local councillors and MPs know the things that concern us, the changes that we want to see for the sake of the common good? Last month, 200 sixth formers studying RS or politics took part in a question time event organised by our schools department. Not only did they ask difficult questions, but they faced challenging answers. They wanted to look beyond self-interest to shared responsibility. They weren't preoccupied with the needs of their generation, but sought an equitable sharing of resources for old and young, privileged and lonely, for those yet to be born, and those born in despair. And unlike Russell Brand, we very much encouraged them to vote, to take part in our democratic processes. Too often, we think that being popular is more important to us than being prophetic. Those students and Jesus' teaching force us to face the challenge of intergenerational responsibility, to stand with all the saints in light. Reminds us that our inheritance of hope subverts worldly priorities. Sometimes the demands of the kingdom will mean that we are despised or misunderstood or criticized. We can't avoid the challenge. Woe to us when we lack generosity or gratitude. Woe to us when we court popularity. And then Jesus says, do to others as you would have them do to you. That sounds doable, but what does it look like? He takes us beyond reciprocity and what is reasonable or sensible. For Jesus says, even in the face of insult, excessive demands, and all that makes us defensive, we are to love. That is the kind of vision, commitment, and action that we see in the lives of the saints. That is why we give thanks for them and why we pray to become like them, that in our own imperfection and frailty, we might take down the barriers that separate us, the fear of vulnerability, our disagreements, our lack of trust. We are to locate those things in Christ, in hope. That in Christness began at our baptism and is deepened in prayer and praise. We are caught up in a process of transformation, becoming agents fulfilling God's purposes. To be members of this renewed community carries with it the responsibility to live in faith and hope and love as lights in our world. In worship, our lives are reshaped. We come before God as we receive forgiveness and grace, and the Spirit is already at work within us, a sign of all that is to come. Thus, our lives should give glory and praise to God. Wouldn't it be amazing if it could be said of us, we've heard of your faith and your love of others. As members of the body of Christ in this mother church in the diocese, that would be a powerful witness. If Luke reminds us that the gospel is about social, religious, economic, and political justice, Paul reminds us that a church called to take such risks is called to pray. Prayer roots us in God. His wisdom enables us to see the world differently, to be attentive and responsive to the cries we hear. So when we invite our colleagues and friends, professionals and students, to engage with and discuss issues around compassion in care later this month, we do so because our trust in God makes a difference to how we see the world. We do so because our hope is not wishful thinking, but awareness that creation is being drawn together in Christ. We do so because love, justice, and compassion are marks of God's kingdom. The challenges facing us in social care and within our health service are real, yet we have an opportunity to be a blessing. The power of God made manifest in the resurrection is made manifest in new ways. At a time of declining affiliation and increasing loneliness, we are to offer a different vision, a compelling pattern of life. We have been given a hope, a pledge, a promise that love conquers fear and builds up trust. That is our prophetic calling. That is our Eucharistic calling. Bound together in mutual love, we are saints, the body of Christ. Here we receive a glimpse of the fullness of God in gifts of bread and wine, gifts of Christ's body and blood. And we are drawn into the company of God's faithful and flawed people, people called to mediate the fullness of Him who fills all in all. All saints, called to live distinctive lives, rooted in God and responsive to the world. People of praise and of prophetic action. With all the saints in light, shine as lights in the world to the glory of God. Amen.